The National Basketball Association's annual All-Star Game will be played Sunday night in Los Angeles. At least two of the players, many, if not most, basketball fans wanted to see, will not be participating. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
I have no idea who's going to be missing, but I'm going to guess LeBron.
Well, you're half right. Yeah. LeBron James will not be playing in the All-Star Game, and neither will Carmelo Anthony. And they were the two touted rookies coming into the NBA this year, and they have both done the impossible. They have actually lived up to their hype. The Cavaliers are a very much improved team, and the Denver Nuggets right now would be in the playoffs for the first time since about the 19th century, largely because Carmelo Anthony has played so well, and yet both have been left off the All-Star team when allegedly the All-Star game is played for the fans. How can you leave these guys out if you are the NBA and you are allegedly marketing geniuses?
But marketing is supposed to be what they do well.
Well, exactly. How many people, Bob, do you think are tuning in to the NBA All-Star game to see Jamal McGlure play? ESPN's ratings on this game would go up 25% if James and Anthony were playing in the game.
Well, what has surprised you in this season so far?
The two best stories are, as I mentioned, the Nuggets with their great improvement and the Memphis Grizzlies, who have won more games going into the All-Star break, 30, than they won all of last season, 28. Hubie Brown, again, we have all these stories about older coaches, you know, Jack McKeon with the Florida Marlins and Dick Vermeil and Joe Gibbs coming back to the Washington Redskins. Hubie Brown is 71 years old. He'd been a TV broadcaster for 15 years. Jerry West decided to hire him a year ago. People said he was nuts, and he's completely turned that team around. And they've got some wonderful young players, most notably Pau Gasol, who was the rookie of the year last year and just keeps getting better and better.
How many fired coaches so far this year?
I can't keep count. Mm-hmm. Consider this statistic, Bob. The Eastern Conference currently has one coach coaching, Terry Stotts of the Atlanta Hawks, who have the worst record in the East, and he'll be fired any minute now, who was coaching his team last year. There are coaches who started this season on the job for the first time who are near the top in seniority in the Eastern Conference, and the reason for it is simple. The Eastern Conference stinks. There are two teams, the New Jersey Nets, who fired their coach Byron Scott and have now won 10 in a row, and the Indiana Pacers, who fired their coach during the summer, Isaiah Thomas, who are pretty good basketball teams. Everybody else in the East stinks. The Boston Celtics right now would get into the playoffs, and they're six games under 500.
The NBA season was supposed to be overshadowed by Kobe Bryant's legal problems. Where does that stand?
Well, it may yet be. They're still going through all these various preliminary hearings and pretrial motions being made on both sides. What would scare me if I were the Los Angeles Lakers and if I were the league is if the actual trial starts in May during the playoffs. Now, certainly, Bryant's lawyers would ask for a continuance, but suppose you get a judge who says, you know what, I don't want to give the big star a continuance. We're going to have the trial right now in the middle of the playoffs. That would not be a good thing for the Lakers, and it sure as heck wouldn't be a good thing for the NBA.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose next book, Caddy for Life, the Bruce Edwards story, no relation, will be published next month.